Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. The curtain has been drawn on a popular annual event that raised millions of dollars in funding and awareness about HIV and AIDS. KYW Sheriday Howard reports Action Wellness has announced the official end of AIDS Walk Philly.
A 38-year Philly tradition within the LGBTQ communities for those living with HIV/AIDS and their allies has come to an end.
That's incredibly disappointing. Incredibly.
I wish I could say I was shocked or surprised, but considering the climate of everything.
Those in the neighborhood along 12th and Walnut Streets were saddened to hear of the formal retirement of AIDS Walk Philly. Mary Evelyn Torres, Executive Director of Action Wellness.
But this was really a decision based on lack of corporate sponsorship. Sponsors were going a different way, diminishing numbers of people walking and donating.
But in honor of the nearly 40-year legacy of community empowerment, on October 19th, Action Wellness is partnering with the William Way Center for a tribute event, a retrospective with art, guided tours, and memories shared by the community. And no, all is not lost.
I think I looked at the numbers in the last 38 years, over $18 million raised to help people living with HIV. Never forget the incredible legacy that this has left, and we're going to build on that.
Two separate TikTok stunt challenges gone terribly wrong have authorities in Northampton County announcing charges against two Bethlehem Township teen drivers. KYW's John McDevitt reports a teen boy was killed in one challenge, a woman suffered brain damage in another.
Officials say in one case, a 17-year-old boy was charged with involuntary manslaughter. He's accused of tying an upside-down folding table to the back of his vehicle in June and then recklessly pulling that table through a parking lot while his 17-year-old friend sat on top of the table. The teen was thrown into a parked vehicle and died. In a second case, a 19-year-old woman is facing unspecified charges for allegedly recklessly driving a vehicle through a parking lot back in March while her 20-year-old friend surfed on the vehicle's trunk. Her friend was thrown from the vehicle and suffered permanent head injuries. Northampton County District Attorney Stephen Barada.
We announced these charges to deliver a message to everyone that when you engage in such reckless behavior that places someone in danger of serious injury or death, you can be held criminally culpable for your behavior.
The challenges were videotaped, and as part of the investigation, the DA says search warrants were issued to access cell phones from juveniles at the scenes.
There's currently a resolution in Philadelphia City Council that would keep the city's trash from being burned in a neighboring community. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, this proposal is something that has residents in the city of Chester very excited.
Philadelphia Council member Jamie Gauthier's resolution would stop their trash from being burned at the ReWorld incinerator in Chester. It's the largest incinerator in the country and burns more than 3,500 tons of trash a day, with the majority of that trash coming from Philly.
I think that the City of Brotherly Love, Sisterly Affection has taken a very bold step for the lives of the residents of the region.
Celine Mayfield with the group Chester Residents Concerned with the Quality of Living says the incinerator that's just 15 miles from Philadelphia releases a number of pollutants.
Every day we are environmentally assaulted. Every day we have pounds and pounds of pollution that fall in our community. Dioxins, arsenic, cadmium, all cancer-causing pollutants.
Mayfield says the pollution is not just a Chester problem.
It's no shield over top of Chester that keeps it in Chester. We are all affected by this. We are all affected by poor air quality. Philadelphia region is a non-attainment area. That means we don't have good air.
Does it seem like road rage is getting worse? A new AAA study says it is. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Have you noticed more drivers running red lights, racing, or cutting others off? This driver has.
I see a bunch of people that don't know how to drive. And then the people that do know how to drive get aggravated with the ones that don't know how to drive.
A AAA study released Tuesday says nearly all, 96% of drivers, admit to driving aggressively at some point over the last year. That's up from 76% in 2016. Cutting off other vehicles is up 67%, and angrily honking at another driver is up 47%. AAA spokesman Jim Lardier says the survey indicated bad behavior is contagious.
The study found that the more drivers are exposed to aggressive driving behavior, the more likely they are to drive aggressively themselves.
He advises not engaging with aggressive drivers, take a breath, don't make eye contact, and let them pass. The study did have some positive news. Since the last survey, tailgating is down 24%, and yelling at other drivers is down 17%.
Two men were killed in separate shootings this morning in North Philadelphia that happened an hour apart. Authorities say the first happened around 10:15 on Van Pelt Street just off Somerset, a block and a half north of Dobbins High School. There, officers found a man shot several times in the chest, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital around 20 minutes later. The second shooting, police say, happened in Hunting Park around 11 o'clock on Franklin Street between Butler and Pike Streets. Officials say a man was shot in the head by a known offender and died at the hospital a short time later. Police are still looking for the gunman in both shootings. That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.